This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. With the start of school approaching, the Skyline football team's tackling a tough subject that often grabs national headlines: domestic and dating violence. Some players shared their own experiences and heard about a program called Love is Respect, aimed at stopping abuse. It's the first day of practice. The team of more than 60, though, isn't on the field or even suited up. They're in the cafeteria. Team captains, including 12th grader Malik Webb, are following today's playbook. He's talking about an experience with his girlfriend.
I shoved her like a little bit, but I'm kind of a strong guy, so she kind of pulled a little bit. It was mostly just us arguing, going back and forth. I don't know what it was in me, just something in me gave her a shove.
Malik says his behavior surprised even him, and his girlfriend was shocked.
She never really saw that side of me, because I'm not no angry person. You'll never see me angry or nothing. But it was just something she said that just clicked.
Friends calmed him down, told him to apologize, and within hours he did. It took her days to forgive him, but Malik says they're together again. Sharing these kinds of stories is part of Love is Respect's plan to thwart dating abuse. And almost everyone seems to have a story.
I saw my mom held at gunpoint. I saw a guy grab her by the head and hit her the tank of a toilet with her head and break the tank. She was deaf in one ear because of the impact.
That's football coach Derek Robertson. His mom survived multiple instances of abuse when he was little. Love is Respect also encourages intervention. Don't walk away saying it's none of my business. Step in. Brian Pinero, the organization's chief programs officer, says Love is Respect also offers tips to parents and kids about abusive behaviors.
A lot of social media is being used to control, harass, and abuse people. When we talk with our friends, you're like, yeah, I had to, my boyfriend told me I need to get rid of all the guys on my Facebook page. Is that okay?
No, he says, not really.
Your online self is always available to be manipulated, controlled, pushed. And so I think that's one of the things that this generation of young people is dealing with, is how do I create a healthy boundary, not just in my life, but my digital life.
Creighton Webb works for Mary Kay, which helps sponsor this program. He has three boys, ages 3, 5, and 7, and says now's the time for these lessons. And as they grow up, the lessons won't change.
We never hit girls, ever, ever. A real man never hits a woman, period.
Webb says that may sound simple. Toss in alcohol, drugs, or sex, he adds, and it gets a lot more complicated. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.